Yes,
yes. Special masters.
And Gimel at our base.
Okay, this is on as well.
The mice.
No.
The mice said, "Why don't you have that? Why do you take the dates off this thing very quickly? They never think they don't know the dates."
Why do they just help people with it?
Can we open those doors if we could run out of seats?
I'll come to your house.
We don't want to go to my house right now.
Okay, that's all right.
Torah Way, Northwest London, Sunday, Gimel Adar Beis, 6th of March, Rav Shimshon Silkin Shlita, remember to forget. And don't forget that in Yitz Hashem this week on Tuesday we have a change of program, and the speaker on Tuesday morning at 8:30 will be Rabbi Yisachar Fran Shlita.
Entry price.
I have to say it's this is chus even to be the warm-up act for Rabbi Fran. Zocher is Asher Oso Lecho Amolik. Baderech Mitzayischem, and then it says Mimitzrayim. You have to remember what Amolik did. At the same time, Parsha Zocher finishes with the words Timche es Zecher Amolik. Mitachas Hashamoyim, Loi Sishkoch. So, we have to remember, but we also have to obliterate the memory of Amalek. Many Mephoshim say simply that we have to remember what he did, but wipe out every last remnant of his existence. Even though it says Timche es Zecher Amalek. Could have just said Timche es Amalek. Annihilate, obliterate Amalek. Amalek. Automatically, the says Timche Zecher. And that's where we get the title of today's Shia from, which is to remember to forget. So on the one hand we have a Zocher, Mrs. Asse, of Zechira, and on the other hand we have a mitzvah of Timche Zecher. But Stam, what the whole inin of Zechira, Benegeat Amalek, needs a pshat. So I had a Ha'orah, and I've never said it on a camera that's being sort of sent worldwide before. I have shared it in off-camera, with off-camera audiences before. So I'll share it with this august and choshev group this morning, see what you think. Because it occurred to me, and I've not seen this brought down anywhere, not yet. But if it's true, then it must be somewhere in Chayre, that the sheish zechirois correspond to the sheish mitzvahs. There are six mitzvahs called mitzvahs timidios. I brought in the first Bi'alocha, or on the first page of Bi'alocha anyway, in the Rechaim, from the Chaya Odom, that of the 613 mitzvahs, there are six that are called tamidius. They're constant, they don't require any specific conditions. Doesn't need to be a certain place, or a certain time, or a certain type of person. Every single member of Klal Yisrael can always perform these mitzvahs. And it occurred to me that those six mitzvahs correspond to the six zechirois that we also say after davening, or at least it's printed in the Siddur, where the Torah gives us a mandate to remember these particular incidents. Right? No, the word incidents is also incorrect, because, for example, Shabbos is not an incident. These six remembrances, these six zechirois. So I was thinking that the six correspond to the six. Now, it's a bit like with the Ospizen, where the order can be rearranged if necessary, right? They're not necessarily following a very fixed order. But I was thinking like this, I'm happy to hear your feedback, see what you think. But Lechera, the first one is very easy, which is that the first mitzvah that is Timidis is Emunah in Hashem. I'm going to do this quickly because it's not better than the Ikka of the Shia, but it brings out a Nakuda that I do want to talk about. Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chor corresponds to the first Zechira, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim. I think that's quite poshut. In fact, the very mitzvah, if there is a mitzvah of Emunah, the few that are showing them that there is a mitzvah called Emunah, the Rambam chief amongst them, the Rambam Ki Yadua, disagrees. The Bahag disagrees, various Rishonim say it's a mitzvah of Emunah. You need Emunah before you can even start the mitzvahs, otherwise why are you leaving Bechlal even listening? Right. Okay, Rishonim, okay, that's not for today's discussion, but Kabbalim, if there is a mitzvah of Emunah, it is contained in the words of the first of the Aseret Dibros, Anoichem Shemalekecha Shetzich Mitzrayim. So Emunah L'chor is Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was the whole point of all the Makkas, right, the Mount Tedak, Yen Kamoinim Chol Oretz, etc. The second is the mitzvah to midas of Lo Yilach Olehim Achirim, that not only must you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're not allowed to believe in anybody outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Lo Yilach Olehim Achirim, that's another constant mitzvah. L'chor, that corresponds to the Zechira of the Egel Azov, which of course was the ultimate Avodah Zarah, so the Chor, that's quite straightforward as well. But the next one is Bishver, perhaps, not 100% clear which one it could be, Yichud Hashem. The third of the constant mitzvahs is Liyachdoi, right, Hashem Echad, to declare Kodesh Baruch Hu's total oneness, total unity. The Chor, that could respond to Matan Torah. That could respond to Matan Torah for a number of reasons, right? Not just because we know that there was total Yichud Hashem in Matan Torah, not only because we find Shomer v'Zocher b'Dibo Echod Matan Torah, the whole thing was given total Yichud. We find the Vayichan Shom Yisrael and Negev Ahor Ki Ish Echod Blev Echod, right? And that was a representation of the idea that Yisrael by Raisev Kudshim Richu Chad Hu is all one. Those Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yichud was manifest in Matan Torah more than any other time in history. But you could also say that Yichud Hashem corresponds to Amalek. Corresponds to Amalek. Because as it says, in fact I've got the Torah here, we'll come to it in a moment. We're going to come back to it, but just to read from the Torah a little bit, the famous idea brought from the Gemara, that Kol Zaman, the Loshon is there. Let me just read the Torah, if you don't mind. Just take a quick break from the Sheish Mitzvah to me in just a second. I do have to apologize. I finished preparing this at 2 o'clock this morning. I had a rather busy night last night, thanks to Dudi. Yiskadal v'yiskadash husadal p'yamikro v'yiskadalti v'yiskadashti le'ine agoyim. When we say Yiskadal v'yiskadash in Kaddish, is in Hilchas Kaddish, Norechaim, Sim Nunvov. Yiskadal v'yiskadash is based on a pasuk in Yechezkel where it says v'yiskadalti v'yiskadashti le'ina agoyim, which is talking about Mechemes Goy Gomogoyk. So we're talking about one day HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be made great and made holy. She'oz yiskadal shmoyt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dechsev, as it says a pasuk in Zechariah that we say every day at the end of davening at the end of Aleinu. Bayoyim hahu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. Now, the most important line in all of Kaddish, the Kaddish that starts with Yiskadah v'Yiskadash, the most important line is, of course, Yesh Shmei Rabba. Shmei Rabba, Yesh Meforshim, Shem Yud Kei Rabba. Shmei is Shem Yud Kei, and we are davening Yehei, that name, Rabba. It should be made great. She'onu mispallim Hashem Yud Hei, Yud and Hei, I should say. She'enoi Sholim, which is not completely full, it's not complete at the moment. She yiskadal v'yiskadash, meaning v'shiyachzor liyo sholim. When is that? V'haynu le'is ha'gu'ulo, she yinkoim me'amolik. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally takes revenge against Amalek, she nishba she'lo yi Hashem sholim, Amalek swore that Hashem's name will not be whole. Sorry, because Baruch Hu swore that his name will not be whole. Ad sheyin ko mimenu, as it says in the pasuk, ki yod al keis ka, and also she'en hakisei sholim, ben Hashem sholim, elalach sheyin ko mimenu. That's where it says, ki yod al keis, which is kisei, so the word is missing, the aleph missing, and the yud and the hey is missing, the vav and the hey, so because Baruch Hu's name is not sholim. So, when we say, bayoy mahu yi Hashem echod, Ushemoi Echad, that is referring to the ultimate downfall of Amalek, the Achris Hayomim. Yeah? So Yichad Hashem, Amalek. We'll come back to that. Avas Hashem L'chor is Shabbos. I think that's quite straightforward. We know that everything about Shabbos is Avo. That we even add the words Be'avo when it's Shabbos Yom Tov, right? Or Right, Nesatoi Ba'avo, so the Lashon is Nesatoi Ba'avo, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos Ba'avo. Yiras Hashem. So here, Yiras Hashem could also potentially interchange with Matan Torah. Shteitzach Matan Torah was a moment of tremendous Yiro, tremendous Yiras Hashem. In fact, the Gemara says that we should always approach our learning Be'emo, Be'yiro, Be'reses, Be'zio, like Torah was given at Har Sinai, Donner, Blitzen, Mamish Kodesh, and Rakim. Or, Yiras Hashem, of course, is Amalek. Amalek is a state impossible, lo yore elekim. I think he's the only one who is referred to as the lo yore elekim. Amalek represents the opposite of Yiras elekim. So Yiras Hashem could correspond to Amalek. So that's why, whether it's Yichud Hashem or Yiras Hashem, whether it's Matan Torah Amalek, I think those two are interchangeable. Abaloi Sosuru lechoras keneged Miriam. Because as Mephorshim tell us, the Ikka Chet of Miriam was actually not Lashon Hara. If you Medayik and Rashi, it was also not Lashon Hara. Kamarais, it couldn't have been just Stam Lashon Hara. It wasn't just Lashon Hara. Hagamshu was Mitzoras, but it wasn't necessarily just because of Lashon Hara. Much more in the Rishonim, it seems that the Ikka problem with that moment of Miriam was that she challenged Das Torah. We know below the Surah Achil of Abchem is Minus, which in the Sifri says this is Kenega Das Torah. As
yeah, well, why didn't you remind it every day?
Maybe because Taka. Yes. Not because of Alois Asura, in other words.
Insulting for
her. Yeah, people always say Alois Asura means Acher Einechem, but they forget there's a word before that. B'chol Lev Avchem is how does a person think? A Mensch darf trachten with the Das Torah. We need to develop our own Das Torah. A person needs to think like a Yid. Right, there's an Issa Deraisa to think like a Goy. It's an issa deraisa to even to process information, to process news through a goyish lens. It always has to be channeled through a das Torah. That's those through Rachel Babachem.
Yeah,
so that's a constant every single day.
You're doing it on the back of insulting Miriam.
Ah, okay. That's one of the rise they say that it couldn't be Lashon Hara because the Torah is not speaking Lashon Hara by Miriam, which is speaking Lashon Hara. No, clearly not. So the biggest rise is that the Kal Vachomer the Rashi brings at the beginning of the next parasha. The end of Baalos because the story of Miriam, Parshat Shlach Lecha starts with Loma Nismacha. Sure, Shoyim Halalu Rov Elolokum Musa. They saw what happened to Miriam and they didn't take any Musa. What Musa? They weren't speaking Lashon Hara. They were talking about a piece of land. There's no Issa there. There's no Issa Lashon Hara about an inanimate object. Faked. The Gemara says Faked. The Gemara says if Madoch, you can't speak Lashon Hara about a piece of land. There's no feelings, no reputation, nothing to defend. Kal v'chomer, there's an issur to speak about people, but the other way around is the chomer v'kal. How in the Meragdim are you supposed to learn not to speak about a piece of land just because Miriam got punished? Elamai, the vote is that Miriam's main problem was that she was challenging the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was beyosoidim what the Meragdim were doing. Moshe Rabbeinu said the land is good, and they were like, we want to check it out. You don't check out Das Torah. Check it out. The God out there speaks, and we listen. That's talking about one of the biggest yesodas of Yiddishkeit. Sure, I'll keep on them totally off topic now, because I wanted to bring up the Nakuda. sorry, that Amalek is keneged Yiro, because Amalek is chosse Yiro, Yiro Shemaim, Emunas Hashem, awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interesting, because you could have said, maybe Amalek was keneged Emunah. At the end of the day, Amalek is gematria sofik, yadua. But many of the Mephoroshim, I recently received some new Sephorim as a gift, very nice, called the Shuvi V'Nechze. Shuvi V'Nechze is a Torah of Moshe Shapira. On the parasha, unbelievable. Oh, my mom just went for a dance around the house with it, and they just came out, I think, last year. Mori Dikareid. And he brings there for many Rishonim, other places, that Be'etzem Amalek was not a kofer b'Hashem. It wasn't a kofer b'Etzem Hashem. He was a kofer b'Hashkochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole idea of Yudke and Vovke. We'll see if there's still time to come back to it. Amalek was not in denial of the Yud and the He. He wasn't in denial of the, of the case. He was only in denial of the Kisei, of the Aleph, which we'll come back to. So Be'etzem, when it says, HaMoshe Rabbeinu Vayhi Yodav Emunat Boya Shomesh, what Moshe Rabbeinu was instilling into Klal Yisrael was Yiras Shemayim. In other words, what is Yiras Shemayim? Yiras Shemayim, how is it different from Emunah? How is Yiras Hashem different from Emunah Hashem? Emunah Hashem is awareness bechlal that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Yiras Shemayim is when a person lives with the understanding that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is very much involved, right? Very much involved in our world, and there are consequences to our actions. There's There's a tachlis to all of it. It's not some airy fairy concert of a god somewhere in the heavens. Yirat Shemayim means nu lemaisa. That's where Amalek came in. That's where he was actually korcho baderech, korcho meloshen mikre. Right, things happen. You know, yeah, I know there's a god, but he's not really, you know, in charge of every aspect of life on earth. That's a loshen of mikre. Yeah. Esav was the same thing. Esav was a koifer, but he wasn't a koifer by Hashem. But it's simply a koifer b'tchias ameisim, Rashi says. Right, when Esav says lomos deli b'chora. What I needed for, right? But to me, he wasn't denying the essence. How could he? He was the grandson of Avraham Avinu. Novos, he was in denial of Schava Oynish, of Tchias HaMesim, of consequences. He was lacking Yira. And Esau was Dr. Zayd of Amalek.
Same thing.
Okay, Nachama. No, but many of us what I'm talking about, there's two levels to Emunas Hashem, and how it's possible to be ma'amid by Hashem in the first of the Ikrim, the first few Ikrim, Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yochidum Yuchud, all of those things. But when you come to the latter Ani Ma'amid, Kodesh Baruch Hu is ma'amish le'ivim mitzvoysov, right? And there's going to be a Tchias HaMesim, and Moshiach, a Tchias HaMesim, that's more Hashkochas HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So Amalek had more of a problem with that rather than with the former. That's the whole idea why he took the Milois and he threw them up to Shomayim, right? And he wanted to make a break between Shomayim. But it's all of that raid. I'm sure Medai Ketiv. Al Gabonim, that's where we can now understand a little bit where what the Torah is saying, because it's like it says Tiferei, like Shehei Shemei Rabo, Shem Yudkei Rabo. So the understanding is, and the same as with the Kisei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, is divided into these two parts. Yud-Kei is the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Vav and the He represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with the world. And that's where Amalek comes in to split them up. That's where the lack of Yira is. Lack of Yira is, okay, there's a God, but I'm not afraid of Him. Right? I'm happy to accept the Yud and the He, but I'm not accepting the Vav and the He. The same is with the Kisei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei, is it a Kisei that remains with Shomayim? Or as it says, HaShomayim Kisei, V'ha'oretz HaDoim Ragloi. In other words, there is an interaction in on earth. It might be, right, that somebody like an Amalek can accept that there's some sort of Kisei HaKovet up in Shomayim, but there's no Ha'oretz HaDoim Ragloi. There's no Tachlis, there's no real interaction. Well, Azoi state, by the way, the Maisim Mufurish and Rabbeinu Bachya. Rabbeinu Bachya explains it in this way, that the name Yud-Kei and Vav-Kei is this Nukuda, where you split the name, but the first part of the name is describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, and the second part of the name is describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha. If I'm invited back one day, more around Pesach time, it's a bit too soon, maybe after Pesach, we can show how Eliyahu Anovi and all the letters of the name Eliyahu. And that's why Eliyahu is in the Vasa Toy, because Bayom Hahu and Hahu is Vav, is the Aleph and the Vav and the Hey. I don't remember it now, so I can't even tell it to you now. I just know there's a raid out there. I've spoken about many, many moons ago, so I don't remember it exactly. But in Reb Chaim Vital, he actually says that there's a mitzvah every single day. Zochres is Asher Osa Lecha Amalek. And we have to remember that every single day, Taka. Taka is a daily Zechira. It's a daily Zechira, like Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim. What's interesting is that when is the moment to remember that? Because unless you say the Shej Zechir, it looks like you say the Shej Zechir. But some of us don't say the Shej, some of us forget to say the Shej Zechir, so we don't remember one of them. So when is the opportunity to be Zocha Is Asha Osho Chamas in Chaim Vital, right, Shteik Eshribun, that is when a person says Yesh Mei Rabo, based on this tour. A person says Yehei Shmei Rabo, Shem Yudkei Rabo, a person singing Zocha is Asher, that is when you are Yotz in the mitzvah of Tchias HaMalek, not just the Shabbos when there's a mitzvah Doraisa. Every single day the Chor is a mitzvah Doraisa. But Mela, sorry?
I just find it difficult to think that Yehei Shmei Rabo comes to. Mela, you can think about that it is antithesis what Molly wanted, but
yeah.
So the Tzimche of him, the wide love of him, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, we were still coming on to that, but the Maiz says, it's anyway Shver, because every time he says, Zohar Eis Asher Zohar Oso Lecha, who, am I, what? In a second you're going to tell me, Timcha Ezeicha, that person. And a second ago you told me, and according to this, every single day, every time he says, Ishmael Abo, I'm remembering Amalek, which I'm supposed to be wiping out. I mean, Devaila Lecha, what you can say, is that we have to still remember what he did, but the Timcha Zeche is actually to wipe out every last remnant of Amalek. Zeche can sometimes mean not just to remember, it can mean a remnant, it can mean every last vestige, every last Amalekian molecule needs to be annihilated. That's the vot. It's not a vot that you're forgetting Amalek, you're forgetting what he did. You're wiping him out. We never forget. So every time he says Shmei Rabbah, you think that's what he did, and we need to fix it.
The more you make Shmei Rabbah,
yeah.
The more you can only Bereshit's name can only completely fulfilled once yeah. you wipe it.
Mamish that. Yeah, Mamish that. I think that's what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying Mamish when you say Hey Shmei Rabbah, what was the lashon of the Torah? Hey Shmei Rabbah. Shem Yudke Rabbah Shalom Mispalim Hashem Yudke Sheeinu Shalim Sheyiskadal Viyiskadu Sheshiachzal Liyos Shalim. That's Mamish the Torah. Chaim Vital is just legging to that is an opportunity every day to be yoked in the mitzvah of Zohar Es Asher Osam Chaim Ali. I'm worried to Kazakh. I'll go upon him.
Okay,
so the LMI that the terrorists at the moment is that we're not trying to forget Amalek. We're trying to wipe him out, but we don't forget.
The mitzvah is Zohar as well.
Yeah. The mitzvah is Zechira. The mitzvah is Zechira. But Rav Moshe, in his classic Rav Moshe-ness, asks a bomba kasha, and he says, the Loshen in the Gemara, the Loshen of the Gemara for something that's common, and something that's regular, and something that is found, or something that is present, is when something is Shechiach. A mitzvah de Shechicha is something that happens all the time, it's regular, right? It's commonplace. Oh, but Shechiach means Shechra. Shechra means to forget. It's like Mamish Hastira. It's Mamish Hastira. If anything, something that is common, something that you see all the time and you can't forget, because right in front of Rashi, you feel Milsa de Dichra, not Milsa de Shechicha. Why is Shechicha the Loshon of something? Yeah. So there, Amoritikazach, he says, actually, when there's something in front of your eyes on a regular basis and you see it every single day and all the time, actually you do forget it. Because you fail to notice it, you fail to pay attention to it. It's lost its luster, it's lost its chiddush, it's lost its freshness. It's just there. You just keep walking past it. Adrabba, the more of a milsa de shechicha it is, the more of a milsa de shikcha it is. Adrabba. Its commonality is what leads to its forgetfulness, almost, not forgetfulness, but makes it more subject to forgetfulness. Novos. Zechira means when there's an item of chiddush, as a zochter, something new is happening. He says that is actually the taich in Zochas Yom HaShabbos. Zochas Yom HaShabbos, the kalchoi, is that Shabbos comes around once a week. There's the ischadshus there. There's ischadshus there. Shabbos is all about ischadshus, adarava. The whole point of Shabbos is zeichel amasa bereshis, and we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just create bereshis once upon a time, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish b'tuvoi b'chol yoyim tomid masa bereshis, and the mechadish b'tuvoi b'chol yoyim, that is Shabbos. The zechir, the zocher is yoyim haShabbos, right, is the Indian to remember because it wasn't here yesterday. Adrabah, there's a chiddush, there's a new chiddush in the world. The Shabbos is, every Shabbos that comes around is mechadish, a new week, and the whole week that flows from that was the chadish al day Shabbos, and that's why the Medrash says, Zohar is Asher also lecha amalek, and Zohar is Yom HaShabbos the Kadosh, the two, the Zohar is like Gezer Shova, where each contain a familiar theme, which is just like Shabbos, which is a Zeichel Amasa Bereshis, which comes around as a Chiddush every single week in order to renew and to refresh the concept of Mechadosh B'tuv B'chol Yom Amasa Bereshis. So too, Amalek is Keneged his Chadshus, he says. Amalek is Keneged his Chadshus. Amalek is Asher Korach Baderech. Things just roll on. Right, there's no control. The idea of a mechadish mitzvah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constantly renewing creation. There's a constant hashkocha. There's a constant vovhei, as we said before. There's a constant involvement. There's a yirah shomayim. It occurred to me, he doesn't say this in the sefer. The idea of reishis chokhmah is yirah Hashem. Because that's the Yiro, that's his Lo Yore Elikim. The Lo Yore Elikim of Amalek is Keneged Reishis. Reishis meaning his Chadshus. Hagam Amalek is also called Reishis, Kiyudua. Reishis Goyim Amalek. But, okay, explains over there about how the Reishis of Amalek is the false Reishis, is the wrong Reishis. In fact, Reishis Goyim Amalek, he says, is the Oiz Rosh Hashem, is a Rega. In the moment, there's no past, there's no future. That's this type of Reishis. But Unzer Reishis takes us back to the first Reishis, which is Reishis Amasid Bereishis, and that's what Shabbos is. Memeli, you've got a Zocher Isash Elsalachah Amalek, and you've got a Zocher of Shabbos. It's interesting in the Rambam. I couldn't find the exact words that he references, but just very quickly because I realized that time is running out. The Lashon of the Rambam. He wants to say that the Rambam teaches us that when we are Zocher, Memeila, we are Mekayim Timche. And the more we are Zocher, the more we are able to be Moiche. The Zechira actually facilitates the Mechio. And he times this, it's in the Rambam. Now, I couldn't access my Rambam last night for whatever reason. So I pulled it off the shelf this morning. I haven't seen it, but maybe you'll find it. I'll just tell you quickly over the Lashon of the Rambam. Mitzvah Kuf Pei Tes. Mr. Kubites is he Shesivonu Lizkur Mashaosalon Amolik, Bagdim Lohar Alona Vishne Maze Bhol Ace, Vishanoi Maze, sorry, Bhol Ace Ve Ace on the Uran the Foshus, Mamorim, the Lochim Boy, the Zariz Om, Lisno Yoisoi, no, I have to hate him. Ad Sheloi Tishkach. Or we saw Zoches as an Amolik, the Loshan Sefri Zoches, Ashosolokov, Pele, Sishkach, Belave. He carries on. I haven't found it inside, but I'll keep looking. I did say, I had 2 o'clock this morning, my eyes were fuzzy already. But there's an Indian, I think what we can see very clearly is that the Ashokorcha Baderech of Amalek and the lack of Yiras Shamayim of Amalek and corresponding to the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem of Amalek is all bringing about this idea. There might be a Rebbein Shem up there, but he's got nothing to do with us. Right? And the idea of Timche Ezeich Amalek is to say that you're wrong. We have to connect the Vav and the Hei with the Yud and the Hei, where we have to understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is completely involved. Yesh din, v'yesh dayan, yesh oynish, v'yesh sechar. That is actually what comes to knock out Amalek. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring the Yiras Shamayim back into the world by telling Amalek that he's wrong. That's how the pasuk says, "Zeh shemi le'olam." The name Yudkei Bovkei. Zeh shemi le'olam. Zeh zichu le'dor dor. And the other time it says, "Zeh mochum la'Hashem v'Amalek mi'dor dor." It's the same Yisoid. It's an interesting punct in our posse, also says, Zeshmi la'olam, and the Vav is missing, the Olam, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name is hidden until Amalek is eradicated. I just wanted to start to very quickly, the last minute, something that I came across, which I think could actually be connected to what we're saying, on a slightly lighter level, which is about the Ramo. The Ramo, Ki Yodua, the Heilige Ramo, only lived to the age of 33. Yeah, I know, it's just not right. It's posh and not right. 33. Aye, aye, aye. And he was nifter, of course, on Lag BaOmer. In fact, that's why we know where he's buried. I'm sure many of you have been. If not, you can come with us on one of our trips. And the way that we know that Ramo is there, despite the fact that the Nazis smashed up the Beis HaKvaros, is because of the tree. Now, how do we know that that's the tree where he was buried by? That massive tree that comes out over the shul. Because of the pictures of all the Yidden they used to make their pilgrimage to Krakow on Lag BaOmer, right? And they couldn't get to Moron. So the next best thing was the Ramo. And there were a few old grainy black and white pictures of crowds by the Ramo's kever when they used to come for Lag BaOmer. Al Kuponim, he was Nifta at 33, he was Nifta on Lag BaOmer in the year Shir Namid Gimel. Yeah? And he wrote 33 Sefarim. So therefore, the Levaya, they gave 33 Hespedim. Wow. 33 Hespedim at his Levaya. What was the 33rd Hesped? The 33rd Hesped was that on Purim, he would go around knocking on people's doors asking for water. Why? Because he said, I need water to daven, I need to wash in order to daven Mariv. Yeah? And that would remind people, ooh, Mariv! Yeah? This is what he would do. In other words, this was the way, in a very nice, gentle way, he would remind people, no, you might be a little shikha, Obam Daf Navn and Mariv. Yeah? That was the 33rd Hesped. That's what it said about him. So this, I said to myself, Purim episode. I think the connection could be, because Purim is Taka, Mechias Amalek, and Mariv is Doch Bemaloscha Balilos. Ma'ariv is all about Bemaloscha Balilos. In the night, we don't say Emes V'Yatziv. We say Emes V'Emuna. And that Be'esim is the ultimate anti-Amalek. Amalek was there to try and eradicate, to try and break that connection. But we remember what he did in order not to forget what Be'etzem is what Klal Yisrael is about, what the Torah is all about. And therefore, we daven taka that Omen Yehi Shmei Rabba, which will Be'ez Hashem be the fulfillment of the pasuk in Zechariah, which is Bayem Ahu Yehi Hashem Echad, Ushmoy Echad. Shmoy Echad. Shmoy Echad. Shmoy Echad. Shmoy Echad.